Steven.
Hey, how you doing? Is Steven?
This is Steven.
Oh, hey, Steven. It's Jeremiah from Cardiff.
Hey, Jeremiah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good, good. You've been pretty busy over there?
Yeah, I'm moving into the new office in Long Beach. It's about a 75-mile drive for me every day, so it's, it's quite an experience. And my wife's 9 weeks pregnant. And we're moving out of the office that I'm in now and moving into a new office. So, yeah, things are needing to stay a little bit on the crazy side. They have been for the last month. So
that, you know, that's what I figured. And so I was just, you know, I didn't want to bug you about it. And I figured if it was super important, you know, if you really were in dire need, you would have reached out. But I just wanted to circle back and just kind of see, you know, what was going on with you.
Well, I'm definitely still looking for money. Okay. I haven't been looking actively, honestly. I've kind of put it on the back burner, so it's there. Let me send this email really quick if I can. Hold on, let me just...
Yeah, no, absolutely, go ahead. No rush.
One second, I apologize.
That's okay. Take your time, there's no rush. Okay.
In 206? Okay.
Okay. Here, let me just last sentence. Please let me know if you have not received those statements as of yet. Okay. So, again, yeah, I'm in need of moving forward on these, but at the same time, I've been so busy that I haven't, you know, just been actively looking. And oddly enough, today has been weird. I've had you guys call me and email me. I've had American Express call me and email me. BFS Capital, Windset Capital. Everybody today, it must have been one of those days where it's like, Steve's available, so let's, you know, let's everybody and you know, let's find out if he needs some cash. So everybody's kind of all over the board too, as well as far as the offers and what's you know, regarding what I'm actually looking for versus what they want to offer. I've got something as high as $176,000 and something as low as $75,000. So,
wow.
You know, and everything in between. So, I'll be frank with you right now. American Express is probably the best one that I've looked at this point. The problem is they want me to take a larger amount of money that I'm really wanting to take, even though their rates are fantastic. So,
what do you mean by that? What are you like? What do they want you to take? Can you...
They want me to take the full $176,000. No, I'm sorry, $180,000. Hold on, let me look and see. Yeah, $176,000. They want me to take the full amount at 6%, which is, you know, it's prime plus 3 basically is what it was. So, you know, which is a good rate. You know, it's better than anybody else out there has, but I don't know if I'm willing to take on that amount of capital. It's not necessary. I don't want to be paying for something I don't need. So, you know, it's not a line, it's a loan, and, you know, if I had my druthers, I'd rather have a line of credit, but at the same time, you know, I know that's not really what everybody that I'm talking to is offering, so. So anyway, that's kind of where I'm at this point. Like I said, everybody's been getting a hold of me today. The email I was sending you was back to American Express, as we were speaking. So, you know, I just want to get the right deal for me. The last couple of deals that I've made, I don't feel like I made the best decisions when it came to it. I think last time I with Windset Capital, which I've done, I don't know, three or four loans with those guys in the last couple of years, I probably took on more money than I needed at the time. And, you know, that just cost me more.
Okay.
So, you know, it's it was a rush decision as I was leaving to go out of town for several weeks, and I was going to be unreachable. I'm leaving to go out of town again on Saturday, but it's just for business. I'll be in Chicago until, like, Thursday of next week, but, you know, I'll be on my phone and whatnot. So I'm trying to get all this stuff taken care of, at least what I can, before I'm actually on the road. I'm doing a trade show at the Navy Pier in Chicago, so I'll be there. But, you know, when I'm doing trade shows, you know, I really don't have time to talk about things because I'm with clients. So, So anyway, at the same time, I'd like to figure out today, if I can, while I have some time, tomorrow, while I have some time, you know, what it is that we can, what you guys were offering. I don't have the notes in front of me. They're 75 miles away. So if we can just kind of rehash that a little bit, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we don't have, I haven't got you an exact offer yet because I haven't gotten all the paperwork. And I can't really look into it without, you know, your consent, which is why I need your signature on the application. And then, the 2014 tax return will work. And then I need, the extension. Actually, I don't even need the extension right now. If we went forward with it, I would need the extension for 2015.
Sure.
But if you
I
just
have
wanna,
that too. Yeah.
Yeah. If you just want to send me the 2014 and then that application, I can get you numbers here. Shortly.
Sure, sure, sure. And here's the thing that I've been doing with everybody, and everybody's been pretty cooperative on that, is
credit
this
thing,
you know, every time,
log into your account? Yeah.
Exactly. Every time people log, you know, every time you guys are running my credit, it's dinging me, you know, 4 or 5 points, and it's just killing me. So I'm more than happy to give you my FICO login, myfico.com. You guys can log into that. You take a look at it and say, hey, based on what we see, we think we may be able to do this if the numbers actually come back on our side correct, you know, which I understand. You can't go off of, you know, my credit report login that I'm giving you guys. It is, what I want is just a general idea, an honest answer of somebody saying, yeah, based on what we see here, as long as what we get matches what you got, this is what we can do, you know, approximately, you know. So it doesn't have to be a solid number, just something that's within, you know, a range. You know, just give me fair ideas. So the application itself, I know I have filled out, but I have it, again, it's in my office, it's 75 miles away from me right now, so let me just see if I have it on this computer by any chance.
I did send you another copy.
Yeah, actually, you did send it. I just saw that right now. Okay, I'm looking at that. So I don't have it saved on this computer, and my other computer is not logged in, so I can't go to my PC and just log in. So this thing is, what, one page, if I remember correctly?
Yeah, it's a real short
All
one
right.
page.
So I'm willing to do this. I'm willing to fill it out and send it back to you with, and here's the thing. Earlier today, I got off the phone with BFS Capital because a month ago, I gave them my FICO login. They weren't supposed to run my credit. They said, send the application in. We won't run the credit. I have all the emails to prove they weren't going to do it. They did it anyway. And I've been fighting with these guys for the last month, even though I put a dispute in with Experian. I've been fighting with these guys over the last month because they're, oh, yeah, we'll fix it, we'll fix it, we'll fix it, you know, but unless I'm willing to move forward with the loan, they don't seem like they're very willing to fix it. So I'm going to get with Experian and send all the emails that I have so I can back up my dispute because I'm pretty much done with these guys. If I mean, they've really disappointed me, to be frank with you. So.
Yeah, and then,
but what I'm willing to do is I'm willing to fill this out, send it to you today. You already have my 2014 taxes, you said, or no?
No, I need that.
Okay, I have that on my desktop. I can attach that and send that back to you right now. Matter of fact, I can do that right now. As long as I have... You know, I want an email from you that says, we'll take a look at your FICO scores. We will not run your credit until we talk to you.
Sure.
Okay? I just need some backing here because I'm not saying I don't trust you guys, but I've already been burned on this thing once, and I'm really getting tired of it, you know?
No worry. It's not that I don't trust you. It's just that I don't trust you.
I'm just trying to protect myself. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I'm just trying to
protect
myself. So
no, I'm not. I
hope you understand. It's nothing. I'm not trying to offend you at all. So
no, you're not at all. Not at all. All
right. So here's my 2014 tax returns.
And then what did you want me to say here? I'm gonna type it up right now too. You said
we will not run your credit. We'll check your FICO scores or whatever from your login, but we will not run your credit until you give us authorization, even though we have a signed form in our hands that says it's okay to do so.
Okay.
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 So just at least give me that confidence. All right. Absolutely. I just sent you my taxes right now. So.
Okay. We will not run your credit until you give us
written authorization in an email. Okay. That way I can protect you guys by saying, hey, go ahead, run my credit. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That way you guys aren't held in the lurch as well.
Give us written authorization.
Hey, guys, come on, okay? Come on.
To give us written authorization to move forward. All right, I just sent you that.
Okay. All right, so I got the application here in front of me. I will, I can't fill it out on the computer, can I? No, it's, I don't have my write-on PDF on this one. Okay, I got half of my computers in, one spot, and half of my computers in another. This is my least popular computer that I got, so I'll hand write this out right now. Where are you based out of?
We're in La Jolla.
Oh, okay, so you are right here, Cardiff, in Cardiff,
yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
Well, La Jolla, but okay. Okay, so I just didn't know if you're on the East Coast or not. So here's what I'll do. I'll go ahead and fill this out right now. I will scan it and email it back to you. And I will email you back my login for it's www.myfico.com, which is same thing you guys all use as far as like the FICO scores or whatever. And then I'll give you my username and my password. Again, it's only for, you know, the review of this, and I understand that you guys are going to have to run your own credit check once we, you know, get to that point. But based what I'm looking for is if you can just tell me based on what you see that, hey, Steve, I think all things being equal, we can get you somewhere in the ballpark of this, you know.
Okay.
And if it sounds good at this rate, and then I can say, fantastic, sounds good, Jeremiah, run it, and let's move forward.
Okay.
That's all I'm looking for.
And can you send me the May statement, because this was all the way done in April and
May bank statements?
Yeah, May bank statements. Yeah.
Sure. Give me one second.
Sure.
I should have May, no problem. Let me just double check while I got you on the phone.
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys do anything exciting for 4th of July?
Nothing crazy. I mean, I don't know. Just
hang
probably hang out with the family, you know. And
there you go.
It's a family day.
There you go.
What about you?
Nothing really. I just hang out with the kids, you know.
Did you say 9 week pregnant or 9 month pregnant?
No, 9 weeks.
Your wife. Okay.
We went through in vitro. We couldn't have kids naturally for some reason. So they did, you know, they took my stuff and her eggs and put it together, and we ended up with 4 embryos. So we have 3 boys and 1 girl. And
wow.
We implanted the first boy. We're gonna have them all. We implanted the first boy 9 weeks ago. And so now she's 9 weeks pregnant, and it's the first of probably 5 years of pregnancy for my wife. So she's adjusting
again.
She's adjusting. Yeah, she's adjusting. Well, we have a 10-year-old too, but he's adopted. We adopted him at birth.
Oh.
The girl was pregnant, and she owned 8 H&R Blocks back east, and had a 13-year-old and a 12-year-old at the time, and said that, you know, she'd either have to give up her business or she would have to, you know, have an abortion. She couldn't have the kid, you know.
Oh,
so
wow.
She looked us up and found us and through an adoption agency, and while she was pregnant, we met, and we ended up, we were there at the hospital when she had him, and we took him home. So,
wow.
Yeah,
what
cool.
a blessing, you know what I mean? Like, he was able to be born.
Oh, man, fantastic.
Yeah, and you go into a good family and not she didn't go through it. That's awesome.
Yeah. The only
really
challenge
awesome.
That we had, to be honest with you, it's a heartbreaker, man, because, you know, you spend about $60,000 to do it the right way.
Yeah.
This was in Minnesota where she was, and we live here in California. I'm born and raised in San Diego. Uh-huh. And we get a call about a month in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, about a month before he was due, that her water broke. So we jumped on a plane, first plane we could catch, and flew back to Minnesota, and that was in Minneapolis. And then she's in Brainerd, which is like an hour and a half outside of Minneapolis north. So I'm flying like 100 miles an hour through these backcountry roads, get to this tiny little town. She has the baby. We end up taking him in, but he was, you know, his preemie a little bit, so he had to be, you know, watched over and whatnot. Uh-huh. But it was such a small town, the hospital was empty, so we had our own room, and we were there for a week. But during that, we took him home after a week, and we're getting ready to fly back to San Diego, but he's Native American. So all of a sudden the tribe came back and said, well, wait a minute, you know, we have first right of refusal on the adoption.
What?
And we're like, oh my God, and we've had him for a week now, you know, so you get that bond, it's just like your own baby, you know. And
absolutely.
All of a sudden the mom calls up one day and goes, hey, I need to talk to you, and my wife's freaking out, you know, but long story short, I end up leaving her and the baby at the hotel, and I go and meet them at a bar, and we had a couple pitchers of beer and shots of pool, and I got them to relax, and finally they were cool and whatnot. But then we had to wait on the tribe, and that took 3 more weeks. So we left Brainerd, drove back to Minneapolis, and I got a suite with, you know, 2 bedrooms, full kitchen, you know, like a little apartment kind of deal, and we were there for 3 weeks waiting for the tribe to give approval. So you talk about a nail biter, man. You know, and the whole time you're bonding with the baby, it's just a crazy, crazy thing, man. I mean, I'm sorry to give you TMI, you know, and information there, but it's, you know, it's kind of like one of those stories that I like to share, because, I mean, you just don't realize the involvement, you know, that it takes to do this. And, you know, I mean, what a heartbreaker if you have a kid for a week or 3 weeks and all of a sudden somebody's like, no, you can't have them, you know, when you're expecting to have a baby, you know.
You know, my best friend, he's a Samoan, and he was adopted at birth, same thing. And his parents they're white, and they went to Samoa to get him. And when they were coming back, they had that same problem. That they weren't going to let him go with them.
Wow. So
they had to go through something similar where they had to stay there for an extra couple weeks and get some paperwork and approval, and after it was already approved through the adoption agency, you know, so it was pretty pretty intense. So I know it's similar to what you're talking about, and, you know, the situation he's in, and, you know, he's in a great family, and, you know, his birth mom definitely, you know, couldn't help him out, and it was a better situation for everybody, you know. But I know exactly, you know, what you're talking about, so it's I admire that. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's one of those things, you know, it's just an emotional roller coaster, you know. And then now Absolutely. We're going through IVF. By the way, I'm doing the bank statement while we're speaking.
Sure,
but you know, even with IVF, when you go through IVF, we went through the best ones in the country, and they're actually in Del Mar. And the feelings that you go through that, because, you know, you got to start out, you got to, like, take medicine, and then you have to, like, you know, they got to harvest her eggs, and then this is, I you seem like a pretty cool guy, so I'm not worried about telling you this, but I had a low sperm count, right? So what they had to do is they had to go in, and they had to, like, cut my scrotum open, grab both of them, take one nut at a time, if you will, and shave 15 layers of skin off of each one, off of the epididymis. So both of my right and left testicle had 15 layers of tissue shaved off of that. And then they sew it back together, and then they take that, and then they put that with the eggs, and then you're waiting, okay, did they get enough of the sperm? Okay, now they got enough. Were the eggs good enough? Yes, the eggs are good enough. Okay, now you put it together. Are they going to actually fertilize? And then when they fertilize, is it going to divide properly? And then when that happens, you got to do genetic testing. You know, are they going to be okay? It's just this long,
that sounds like going on for like a year. Holy cow.
Yeah, it's a really long, tiresome, arduous process.
Is it expensive to do something like that?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God. It's all together on the first one. It's going to end up costing us about $70,000,
which is pretty much what
we paid to date so far, just to get to the point where yesterday was the first day that we went to my wife's normal OB. You know, where she got to see her real OBGYN and not just going through the fertility center that we went through. Now, so, you know, now that part's done. That's when most normal people start the money, you know, right there. It's like, okay, now we're having to pay for doctor's visits and all that kind of stuff. Well, we've had to pay 70 grand just to get to that point. And then we have our other three that are in cryogenics right now in Del Mar. And so those are being cared for. That costs money for them to be cryogenically frozen. And then after my wife's pregnant, we wait 6 months, and then she starts up on medication again, and the medication's about $8,000, and it's not covered by insurance. So you do the medication, and then you get her prepared for the transfer, and then they'll go back in, and they'll do, you know, they'll deposit the next embryo, which is going to be the female. And, you know, then you sit there and you bite your nails hoping that it all took. And if it did, great, you're pregnant again. If it didn't, then, you know, you lost one and you wait a couple of months and you start the $8,000 medication all over again and try it again. So it's a heck of a process, man. But, you know, it's amazing what God can do and what, you know, what science can do. And, you know, absolutely, it's just really cool. You know, it's just really cool to see it. And when they actually do the transfer, the cool thing is, I'll let you get off the phone here, but what's really cool is they do a sonogram on it, right? So when they do the transfer, they actually use a catheter, and they go in through the cervix, and then you can actually see, like, they have a syringe, right? A syringe, yeah, with this long tube, and then they inject the syringe through the catheter, and you can actually see the egg coming out of the syringe and pop, plants right onto the uterus lining, man. It's a crazy thing. You know? So the cool thing is you get to see something that most people don't get to see when they have their kid. You actually get to see it implanting, you know, and you get to see what the egg actually looks like when it becomes an embryo, you know. So we have all these pictures of, like, okay, this is what you look like, you know, pre-embryo and then embryonic stage. Yeah, it's nuts, man. So it's just kind of fun, though, you know. It's kind of a fun thing. So, well, sorry to keep you on the call like that, but anyway, I just sent you the May statement there. Is that all you need is May? And,
I got everything else I sent.
Okay, and then so I'll fill out the application.
Yeah. Hey, do you have
I'll get that done now.
Do you happen to have the original contract that you currently have right now with Windset?
No, I don't. Okay. Well, you know what? That being said, hold on a second. Let me just take a quick look here. I could very well have that. You can tell when I start talking like this is because I'm extremely tired. I get about 2 hours of sleep a night for the last couple of weeks, so I'm really, really exhausted.
I don't know how you can run a business like that. That's tough, man.
It's just one of those things, man. Let's see. What is Spotify 1715? I think this is in here.
You don't have to say, if you could just send that to me, just because I want to get an idea of what your balance is, and, you know, I want
to
get you some accurate numbers.
I'm trying to find it here. I don't know if I actually have it in this office. I thought I had it on my computer, but I think I have everything filed electronically. Let me look around and see. I'll look while I'm filling out the app, and then I'll shoot you off the application. And if I can find it, I will. I think I owe them. The original loan was $100,000, and I think I owe them now about $40,000 what the number is at this point. Could be a little bit less.
Okay, so. Could be a little less. Okay.
Yeah, and a quick question for you. Do you guys, what about prepayments with you guys? How does that handle? Is there penalties?
We have no
prepayment
penalties.
Is there discounts?
With certain of our, a few programs we have, there are discounts. In fact, there's even interest forgiveness on some of our programs.
Okay, and what I'm looking for, just FYI, having done this enough times now with companies such as yours in the same similar type of situations, I'm looking for the longest term I can get. Mm-hmm. That's important to me. Of course, everybody wants the lowest rates. That goes without saying. But longest term is the most important to me right now. With no prepayment penalties and interest forgiveness, that's fantastic. I can always look at that stuff as a positive as well. And I don't know, are you doing daily payments or how does that work with y'all?
We have different options. So we can do daily. We have weekly. And monthly. So it just kind of depends. I'm going to try to get the best program for you, but basically I'm just going to see, because I can't really, you know, like I said, we can't really run your credit, so I'm just going to kind of see a guesstimate of what we can do and where we're at based on me looking at your credit, seeing where you're at.
I need to log into my FICO, change the password that I have that's in there now.
Okay.
And then I will shoot you. I'm not gonna shoot you the password over the phone. I'm just gonna give it to you.
Okay.
So if you got a pen handy.
Go ahead.
I'll do that now. Okay, it's gonna be capital G R A Y S O N. This capital G, not all caps.
Right.
Only the first letter. Okay.
Okay.
So Grayson underscore, let's do 513, and that should be it. So the only letter that's capitalized is the G.
Mm-hmm.
And if you give me a second, let me log in there right now because that's not the password at the moment.
Okay. No worries.
Thank you. So, thank you, Rocky.
Try that here, see if you like.
Okay. Thank you. I will. I have to give you the username too, but I can't remember what that is.
So I'm going to repeat the password to you while you're doing that. I got capital G R A Y S O N underscore 513.
Yes. Okay. Oh, the username, by the way, is Ashley Sean. So it's A S H L E Y S E A N.
Is that capital at all? Or
no.
No. Okay. Ashley Sean.
No. All right, so give me 1 second. I'm just going to make sure that I can change this while I'm on the phone with you so that you can get in, and I want to make sure you can log in while we're on the phone.
Okay, great.
In case there's any problems, because it's not going to recognize your computer. It's not going to recognize your computer, so I don't know if it's going to ask you security questions or not, too. Let's see here. Password. Current password. And then I said GRAYSON underscore 513. That's our son's name. The baby now.
Right on. That's kind of cool. Where is he from? What's his tribe like?
My wife is Apache and Jewish, believe it or not.
Wow.
And I'm French, Greek, and Blackfoot.
Wow.
So, yeah. So your password is not valid. Your password would be 8 characters long and requires at least 1 letter, 1 number. Okay, so what do I have here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Special characters. Okay, give me a second here. That's why I wanted to do this while you're on the phone. I want to make sure I gave you the right one.
Okay. No, I appreciate it.
It's probably been a while since you had a conversation like this with a prospective client, huh?
Hey, you know, I actually have multiple conversations with, you know, people and clients that just go somewhere. I'm just like, wow, you know, they just, but, you know, I can appreciate what you're saying, and I think it's awesome to hear. I love these conversations. I don't ever, I think it's awesome to hear
you
the
know
stories.
What? It's educational, though, too.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's always nice to learn. Okay, so we're going to change the password here, what I gave you. Password is going to be, all right, capital G, and then RAYSON, 513, at symbol.
At symbol.
The ampersand. Yeah, the ampersand. Not the ampersand, the at symbol.
Okay.
Why am I drawing a blank on that? I'm, like, losing my mind here. Okay, so let me...
Is it still capital G?
Yeah, capital G, yeah.
Okay.
Let me log out here. Yeah, GRAYSON 513 at
myfico.com.
Yeah, it wasn't accepting the underscore for some reason. So why don't you try to log in and make sure you can get in.
Let's see here.
And if you can, then we can get one more step forward here.
Okay, Ashley Sean, capital GRAYSON 531 and the at symbol. Login. User ID.
513, not 531.
513. Did I say 531?
Yeah.
Okay.
You said 531.
Capital
yeah.
G R A Y S O N 513 and then the at symbol, right?
At symbol, correct.
Login. Yep, I'm in. You're right. I did put
531. All right, excellent. Okay. So the dashboard is where all the scores are. You can, that's where the main part you're going to want to look at. So.
Okay. Yeah, and I know that we pull from Experian, so that's the one that we'll probably look at.
Okay. Yeah, it sucks because that those other guys I had, I mean, they knocked my score down by like 6 or 7 points, which took me out of being over 700, under 700, which, sucks, but anyway. Okay, so I'll fill out this app now, and then I will get this scanned and sent back over to you. And give me a direct number for you. I know I called you, but give me a direct number I can write down.
Yeah, absolutely. 858.
Yep.
909.
Okay. 8867.
All right,
and it's Jeremiah.
What's your last name again? Ladner. L-A-D-N-E-R.
Ladner. That's right. All right, I appreciate your persistence, and let me get this filled out, buddy, and take a peruse at the scores there, and you got the bank statement I sent for May.
Got the tax return. I got everything I need, so yeah, I'll take a look at what I can do, and hopefully we can do something. If not, I hope you find the right program there for you.
And check this out. By the way, the name of the company... I had a guy that I hired back when I opened the company in 2010, and he was going to be trained to run the company in my absence because I was going to be off doing some other businesses. Long story short, I ended up letting him go. So the company was Stenbro Media Group, LLC, and Sten was, I have two last names, Stenerod and Olds. So Sten was me, his last name was Brojati. Since he's been gone, his final payment was made, so all of his buyout of the stocks and everything are all done. We changed the name of the company from Stenbro to Sojo, S-O-J-O Media Group. Same company, no restructuring, no debt, no nothing, no same DBA and all that stuff. But Sojo is Steve Olds and Jennifer Olds, which is my wife. Just so if there's any confusion with the names, I have the court document, the filing from the Secretary of State showing that it was just a simple name change. It wasn't like a restructuring of the business or anything like that.
Okay.
Not that it matters, but I just wanted to give you a heads up because somebody did ask me that question from one of the other people that were looking to give us an offer for funding.
No,
so if there's any questions,
absolutely.
We still have that. And I do have that document I can provide to you, so if you have any questions.
Forward. Yeah, if we go forward, I'll need it. Because I see it on your bank accounts now. April has Stenbro, but May is actually Sojo.
Sojo, exactly.
Okay. Okay.
Same bank account number, same federal tax ID number. Nothing changed, just the name. That's all.
Just a name change. Okay. So how long have you guys been in business?
Since 2010.
Since 2010. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Cool.
It has the same federal tax ID number and the same DBAs as well are all attached to it. So nothing's changed.
And what is the DBA? It's
DBA is Poseidon Media Group.
Poseidon.
P-O-S-E-I-D-O-N Media Group. Yep.
Media Group. Okay. Great. That's what I need.
All righty.
All right, Steve. I'll look out for the app, and then I'll try to get you an answer here shortly and see if we can do something here. Hey, real quick, what's your payment with Winset? Do you know what your...
I think it's 361 and change a day.
And do you remember when you first started, the first payment they took out?
No, I don't. Okay. But I can tell you right now, I'm well over halfway through my loan. I was halfway through it 2 months ago.
Okay.
So, pay it back about almost $8,000 a month is what I pay now.
All right, cool. All right.
All righty.
Sounds
good. All right,
buddy,
I'll get this done. I'll get the shot back over to you.
Appreciate it.
All right, it was good to talk to you, man.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
You're a pretty chill guy, so.
Yeah,
all right, thanks,
thank you, man. You as well. And good luck with everything in the future, too. And
thank you. Appreciate
all right,
it. All right, buddy, thanks.
Bye. All right, bye.